Welcome to another episode of The Whole Thing. If you had the single chance to change one thing in your life, what would it be? I'd love to hear from you. Stick with me as I tell my own story. My name still remains Prudence Oji.
It's funny we don't look like what we going through. Smiling through the sad and bitter moods. And even on the news there is nothing new. I'm burning up inside trying to keep it cool. I've been lost and I've been lonely. I've been so damn insecure. Miss my mom, wish she could hold me. It's so sad she ain't no more. My lover left me on bended knees. Now all I have are his memories. But if you ask me how I'm doing, I'll say I'm fine. Whenever I wake up in the morning, I just thank God for life and I keep it all in. If it be say money not there, if it be say light and food not there, but if you ask me how far, I could say I did. But I've been lost and I've been lonely. I've been so damn insecure. Miss my mom, wish she could hold me. It's so sad she ain't no more. My lover left me on bended knees. Now all I have are his memories. But when they ask me how I'm doing, I say I'm fine.
Yes, how have you been holding up? Real quick, let's go to the topic of the day. First of all, I want to know, what do you feel about my other topics? Have you been listening? Yes, you've been listening, but what are your feelings? Are we on the right track? Are we attending to things you feel we should attend to? What are your observations? I'd like to hear from you. Remember, you can send me a voice message, yes, on the Anchor platform if you're listening via the Anchor platform. I would like to hear from you. In fact, I love voice messages because you resonate with me and you connect with me better with voice messages. There you can tell me, you can express how you feel better than just typing it. Although, if you cannot send me a voice message, you can always type it. So tell me how you feel about my other topics and tell me what you feel we need to change and tell me what you feel we need to add. So right to the topic of today. This is actually the last week in the month of October. Yeah, this is the last Saturday in October, right? Our topic for today is, if you could turn back time. If you could turn back time, what would you change? Yeah, talk to me. For me, I have a lot of things I would like to change if I could turn back time. But then one of the things I feel I should change, I would love to change, is the root of it. I would like to go back to before I was born. I'd like to go back to a lot of things. First of all, my country. Yes, my country. If I could turn back time, I'd change my country. I'll go back to before I was born and I would change my country. You all know the reason. I don't need to explain. And again, I'll change my parents' parenting style. I don't know how, but that's what I would love to change. Sometimes it's not really easy being a child. I'm not saying I'm a child, but like child of your parents. So it's kind of, it's, would I say it's a burden? I mean, when you have one parent that is just receptive, just there, and you have the other that is very controlling, protective, dictative, yeah, and subjective. Like, I cannot forget, it happened one time when we're still little, around, I think around 7 to 10 years old. Yes, that was during the Easter celebration. Yes, my cousins came to visit, and the older ones, we call them auntie and uncle. Then the younger ones, that's the ones that are about our age grade, we call them by their names or their nicknames. So they came over and we ate, normal celebration. Everybody's at home, and my parents, they're all at home. So we finish eating, marrying, seeing movie, like that. So they now want to take us to their place, but they promise to bring us back because they are, some of them are older, way older than we are. So you know this stuff where my dad knows that this is what they want to do, but he doesn't want to say yes or no because they are there. If they're not there, he will certainly say no. So he doesn't want to imply anything. He's not quiet. We kept on pleading. They'll send me to go and plead. I'll be like, Daddy, please, I want to go to MMS, please. He will not say anything. He's awake, but he's just lying on his bed. He's not saying yes. He's not saying no. They'll send my elder brother, and he goes again. Daddy, please. The same thing repeats. No answer. They send the younger one. No answer. That's how it continued. They now went themselves. Still nothing happened. We're not like, since he's not saying anything, or maybe he slept. I don't really know what made us to have the morale to go, but we actually eventually we left. We went to their place. So long story cut short, they were telling us to sleep over. My mind could not let me to sleep over. That's why that we were so small then. We couldn't sleep over. We said we were going back home. It was enough damage already. So they took us back home, and could you imagine? He was waiting up for us, like he was set for us. When we came back, do you know what? We were flogged with broom. It's my elder brother's body that even told him more, because the flogging, the caning, it's not caning, the brooming, it wasn't funny. Flogged hell out of his body and our bodies. So it started from when we were small. We couldn't go out. And I used to tell close persons, people that are close to me now, that it have kind of affected me, because I find it very hard to visit you. I find it very, very hard to go to people's place, no matter what. For instance, now you stayed in my place for a while, and let me just say, you stayed in my place, you crashed with me for like 1 month, and you traveled, you went back to your dwelling, your abode. Me calling you, checking on you, is very slim. Very, very slim. It's not that I forgot about you, but I do not have the habit to check on you or call on you, because you are not close, you are not living together anymore. That's how it has affected me, and many other things. That, among other stories, is what I cannot forget. It's not that I do not want to, but I can't forget them. So it started since when we were small. Many things about our parents' parenting style that is quite bad. Okay, I was born and raised in Abuja, but I do not really know my way around Abuja. That's very bad, pretty bad. And for me to the places I was able to know, and I'm able to know now, is because I went for my internship. I decided to do my two internships in Abuja. So that was why I the places I know now is because of my internship. So to say that I was born and by this age, I really do not know my way around Abuja, like entire Abuja. Things like trying to control your movement, locking you up, comparing your gender, and trying to act different with each gender, demanding more from one gender than the other, and expecting more from one gender to the other. There is a lot to say about this. I really wish that you all would tell me what it is that you'd love to change if you had the power to. Because me, if I were to speak, I would love to change my parents' parenting style. Like, it has gone to this point where I wish that I could just take it all away and make it seem like it never existed. And this stuff can be very, very challenging. It tends to reduce or make the children, especially ladies, feel less of themselves, or even feel like there's nothing they can do better than what they've already done, which is maybe go to school. So what is at least expected of them is to maybe stay at home and get married, or maybe find all this normal casual jobs that at least can pay and take care of your basic needs. And for all they care, that is enough. Okay, that is enough. You don't need to aim higher. There's no need aiming higher, because you might not even get what you aim for. So why not just wait to be married off so that you can be able to help your family? Because when you're married, then everything is settled. Like, if you're not married, there's this fear they have that you'll be philandering about. I mean, you'll be going from one man to another. But if you're married, you're secured, so they don't have to bother about you anymore. All they have to do is to be thankful that they now have someone who will be providing for them. There are many things about this, especially our Eastern parents in Nigeria. Yeah, our South Eastern parents in Nigeria. It's painful, especially for those who their parents are very, very protective. I wouldn't want to change my parents, yeah, but I would love to change their style. So guys, tell me, if you could turn back time, what would you change? Were there things you did in your past that you really do not want to remember or talk about? Were there experiences you had that if you had the power to turn back time, you would really love to change that, or you would really love to make sure it didn't happen? Or were there relationships you had that you wish never happened? Just talk to me. I promise you'll be very anonymous. And if there are questions you have that you want us to also attend to, I'm going to throw it open to all my listeners, and we are going to talk about it as well. If you have any confusions in your life, things that you feel that we should talk about and handle, please bring them to the table, and I promise we are going to try to handle them. So, I repeat, if you had the power to turn back time, what would you change? For me, I would change my country and my parents' parenting style. Thank you. I am the author here, so I have the power to make two choices. But if you could turn back time, what is that one thing that you would change? So, since I feel I cannot turn the hands of time, I could only learn from them. I could only learn that when I become a parent, I wouldn't want to do some of the things that my parents do. I can only change the way I'll be a parent when I get to meet my children. I mean, when I get to start a family, I would only learn from their mistakes and not repeat them with my own children. So, the same thing with my country. Since I cannot change my country, I'll try my best to live the best that I can live here in my country. Oh, I can fly out. I can actually fly out of the country. Yes, but Anyways, let me know what you feel that you would want to change if you can turn back time. My DM is open. You can send me a voice message, even on WhatsApp, +234 818 640 2171, +234 818 640 2171. You could also do your adverts and publicity, whatever voiceovers you want to do here on this platform. Send me a message also, and I would love to hear from you. So guys, there's something new we're going to be adding to the whole thing. Let me know what your thoughts about it. Let me know if you would love that. We want to be incorporating news. Yes, I'm going to be giving you brief newscasts on anything and everything, mainly about things happening around the world. It's going to be a 1 minute, or I'm yet to decide how many minutes it will be. Maybe a 1 minute or 2 minute newscast. So let me know what you feel about it. If you'd like the idea, good. If you don't, good as well. So let me hear from you and listen to this cool, beautiful music as always. See you next week, same time, same place. Have a beautiful one. I love you, and I know you love me too, but if you don't, I love myself. Bye for now.
Well, I know they finish, you're my brother. When your day, your lady's driving over. I don't know why it's difficult to understand that I'm trying to live my life on trouble, no one else. So I say it all over again. Onye welun tibi ko pianulu. I'm no more dying in silence, 'cause you're gonna see my other side. Imali fekevo telani esemoku. Anything you do, somebody must complain again and again. No bother me, no reason dear matter all. Matter only occupies space. So make you use your brain. In my life, I give up the line, yes, and more cool. Why you love me, love me too, God?